Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to Gift of Spirit Radio. I am Stacy Lynn, your host, spiritual mentor at giftofspiritradio.com. And thank you for joining us today. I am very excited about the show today. We are talking about healing miracles. Are you seeking healing or a miracle right now in your life? Have you experienced loss of health, relationship, finances, or career? Well, hold on, because it is not random that you are tuned in to the show today, because I believe a miracle is in store for you. We'll be opening up the phone lines in just a few minutes to our listeners to call in on 800-555-5453 to share their stories of healing and miracles. So according to New York Times bestselling author Joan Wester Anderson of The Power of Miracles, the true stories of God's presence. Miracles are not simply occurrences found in the Bible or in the lives of saints. They continually bless the lives of many people in our world today. You see, miracles happen every day, and they are very real. In my life, I grew up believing in miracles because I was told as a young child that I was a living miracle. This thought and feeling was with me my entire upbringing. I was not supposed to live when I was born. I was too premature and my organs were not responding. I lived knowing that my mother prayed at the hospital chapel, asking God to save me, where she didn't accept the doctor's grim outcome. And she fought for me, remaining in full unwavering faith. In the last few months, I went to go see a doctor give a talk recently on brain science. And after his talk, he told me, for every cancer diagnosis, there is one case that is documented of miraculous healing that is not medically proven. It made me wonder, how do we receive miracles and healing? Is there a spiritual pathway that paves the way to experience a miracle? And what is this pathway? I began reflecting on my own spiritual journey, recounting the miracles and healing that I've experienced in my own life, and I want to share some of these with you. I remembered back in 2002 when I woke up to take the last pregnancy test after going through 4 years of fertility treatment. My husband and I had spent quite a bit of our savings on this last costly fertility treatment, and we had actually decided this is going to be the last one for us. It was very early in the morning. My husband had left very early on a flight out of town for work. His elderly grandmother was visiting us and sleeping in the next room. And it was the 11th day, the morning to take the test. I went in the bathroom nervously and took this test, anxiously waiting the 3 minutes. When I checked the result, and to my devastation, it was negative. I was not pregnant. I was shocked. I went into the guest room to share this with my husband's grandmother as I heard her awaken. She held my hand and told me how sorry she was, that then guided me to go back to sleep and rest. I saw a twinkle in her eye and felt hope, for I knew in my heart I was to have a child. I went in my bedroom and something came over me to get on my knees and pray, surrendering and asking God to intervene and help, for I didn't accept or believe this result that I saw. I went back to sleep for an hour or so and then got up again and went back in that same bathroom and looked at the test. I was amazed it had turned positive. How could that be? I asked myself. I got dressed, went to the store, and bought another test. And I took it again and then again, and it was positive. And 8 months later, our son was born. I felt God intervened and gave me a miracle. Our soul lessons are wrapped up in our own healing. And this soul lesson for me was to continue to pray and stay in unwavering faith. Prayer and faith in Scripture speak to healing and miracles. And in Mark 10:52, Jesus said, "Go, your faith has healed you." Immediately he received sight, for he was blind. In James 5:15, "And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up." In Mark 9, he said, "If you can, everything is possible for one who believes." Faith, prayer, and belief, could this be the spiritual pathway paving the way to experience a healing miracle? Have you heard this quote by an unknown author? "Coincidence is God's way of remaining anonymous. When you are needing a healing miracle, stay aware, pay attention to the coincidences, signs, and wonders around you. Know, without a doubt, that love is near. God, your angels, and spiritual loved ones all hear your prayers, and although in the unseen, they are very close by, guiding and supporting and helping you through this time. You are not alone." Recent random coincidences happened for me just 2 weeks ago that I want to share with you today. I had a family emergency. My stepfather was in the ICU, and I had to hurry to Ohio to be with him and my mother. While there, my son Dane became very sick and came down with round-the-clock high fevers of 103-104, which he has not experienced since he was a very young child. And I was so torn. I had to be there to help my mother and to help my stepfather, meeting with the doctors to help him get out of the ICU and come home and receive care. My parents needed me, and my son needed me. And when my stepfather returned home from the hospital, my sister and I were making a choice whether to stay one more night as my stepfather was being monitored around the clock or head home to a six-hour drive. At the time, my new laptop was not syncing properly, and Microsoft support had been ringing my phone for the week. I picked it up, and this friendly soul said, "Hi, this is Dane from Microsoft. I'm calling to help you and support you." I responded, "What is your name?" He said, "My name is Dane." I said, "That's my son's name." "I don't know many people named Dane," I said. We laughed, and I had chills everywhere. God, my angels, and spirit were sending me a message. "It's time for you to go home and be with your son." The very next day, we were packing up to leave, and my phone rang again. And I answered and heard, "Hi, this is Dane from Microsoft. I'm just checking on you. Are you all set?" And I said, "Yes, I'm all set. Thank you." A coincidence? I think not. Spiritual loving guidance? Indeed, I believe I was receiving this to go home and be with my son and help him get well. Here is a visualization exercise to help support you. One of my mentors once shared this with me: to surrender the big rock and give it up and let it go and give it to God. It's the path of least resistance. Easier said than done, right? In this moment, I would like for you, our listeners, to imagine, visualize a big rock representing any suffering, any pain, loss, or burden that you are carrying at this time. Loss of health, finances, career, a relationship. We're going to actively take part, let go, and surrender this rock that is blocking our daily beliefs and faith. We're going to allow this big rock to float into the heavenly white light and watch it disintegrate. And then picture yourself glowing in your gifts, in your divinity. Strong, full of faith, and beautiful. You see, we have to participate on our own behalf in our own healing. It takes both. It takes two. You and the divine. We're going to shift gears now and open the phone lines to our listeners who are calling in to share their healing and miracles on 800-555-5453. And who do we have on the phone right now?
Hey, hi, Stacey. My name is Brian Baskett.
Brian Baskett. Well, I know Brian very, very well. We met this summer and we trained together. So thank you, Brian. So welcoming you to the show. So tell us about your healing. I know some of this. It's pretty miraculous. And I'm going to have you speak up a little bit because on radio, sometimes we have to use that bigger voice.
I don't have a problem doing that. I can project.
Okay, wonderful. So, Brian, share with us how you've experienced healing.
Well, I actually work as a spiritual healer. I've been working as a healer for about 11 years now, going on 12 years. And I actually wanted to share one of the healings I participated in. And this is a woman. She had brought her mother to me. Her mother was a breast cancer patient, had not received any help from Western medicine. And so this woman and her sister brought her mother over to my home for healing. And I worked on the mother, and then the two sisters also wanted to do a session with me. So as I was working on one of the sisters, I picked up what felt to me like a cancer in her abdominal region, and it was near the ovarian area. And I just told her, I said, look, I'm feeling something here. I didn't really tell her it was cancer or anything. But I said, look, this is something here. I feel that there's something here, and you really should get that addressed, and you might want to check this out. Well, what happens is this woman is a nurse, and she's a master's prepared nurse, and she works at a hospital. And so after the session, I didn't hear from her for quite some time, and her mother one night texted me, and it was pretty late at night, and she said, my daughter's in the hospital. She's not doing very well. Can you send her healing? And I texted her back. I said, absolutely. And so as I worked on her again, doing distance healing, I felt the presence of this cancer. And I connected with her energy, and I proceeded with the healing. And as I proceeded with the healing, I felt a very strong flow of energy, which I typically associate with angelic presence in the healing work. And texted the mother back. After I completed the session, and I said, you know, healing sent, she got the stuff, my angel stepped in, I hope she feels better.
Mm.
Well, I didn't hear anything back from them for about a month, and I just assumed that everything was okay. Well, about a month later, I get about a page and a half email from the nurse, the one with the ovarian, the cancer in that area that I had felt. Well, it turned out that she indeed did have cancer. She had been having heavy menses, had gone in to get checked. They found ovarian cysts, and they had scheduled her to go in for an ablation, where they go out and basically burn out the cysts. Well, during that procedure, the surgeon, and this is the hospital where she worked, had found a large sarcoma. So after the procedure, they had sewed her back up, and the surgeon came into the room. She's in recovery. The guy's got tears in her eyes. This is a personal friend of hers. And he says, look, I don't know how you tell you this, but you have a sarcoma and you have cancer. We do not know how far the cancer is spread, but, you know, this is something that's going to the death. And so we're going to do all our tests and come up with the course of treatment. Well, it was that night that her mother texted me about doing the distance healing.
Mm-hmm.
So it turns out they proceeded with all the PET scans and CAT scans and all the different cancer tests. Well, at the end of the week, when they came back with all the results, the surgeon comes back into the room, and now he's smiling, and he says, I've got some fantastic news. You're cancer-free. We can't explain it. We don't, you know, the surgical team saw the cancer, and we basically put our hands on it, and it's gone. You have no cancer.
Wow. I have chills everywhere. That is a miraculous healing.
And that is the power of spirit in healing.
That's the power of spirit. It's the spiritual gift, the gift of healing, the gift of miracles. We are all open to this, you know,
and
for all of us.
And the neat part of the story is that she has herself now become a spiritual healer and has herself participated in many miraculous healings also.
So that's how it works, isn't it, Brian? So share your story of how this happened for you to receive the gift of healing to help others.
So in my instance, I was diagnosed with kidney disease, and Western medicine, again, basically told me, we don't know what causes this particular disease. There's no cure. It might get better. It might get worse, or you might end up on dialysis or have to have a kidney transplant. And I was like, well, there's a whole lot of nothing as far as help for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I chose to explore alternative treatments. And I'd been a student at a chiropractic college in Dallas, and one of my classmates is actually a Reiki practitioner. I don't think she was actively practicing, but she had gone through Reiki training, and she'd given a presentation on Reiki, which I found fascinating at the time. And so the little voice in my head said, well, check out that Reiki thing. That sounded pretty interesting when you heard about it for the first time. And so I went and saw a practitioner in the area where I was living at the time. And I'd gone to her for kidney issues, and what was really interesting to me is as she was working on me, she gets over the area of my right hip, and I'd had this pain for about 20 years. I'd had an injury from when I was in the military. And she puts her finger right on the spot of the pain, and she says, and her nose crinkles up, and like she's smelling a bad smell, and she says, old injury right here? And I said, well, yeah, because, again, I hadn't even mentioned this to her. And she said, we're going to work on that in addition to your kidneys. And so she worked in the area, and she's moving her hands over there, and I feel a lot of heat coming from her hands, and she looks like she's scooping the air above my hip. I feel like looks like she's plopping things on the ground. And I'm thinking, wow, this is kind of strange, not knowing anything about energy healing. And so she does a healing attunement for me, and I get up off the table, and for the first time in 20 years, my back didn't hurt my hip.
Wow. And I was like, so it was immediate.
And I said, what was that? What did you do? I said, That was incredible. I said, I've been to orthopedists and chiropractors and acupuncturists, and, you know, nobody has dealt with that issue.
You've been to everybody.
I completely got to any possibility of treatment, and everybody had failed me, right? Well, after that day, I said, well, I need to learn this. Where do I learn this? And she said, well, I'm also a teacher. So I said, well, that's fantastic. I said, when's your next class? And she says, well, I'm getting one together now. I have to wait till I get a few more people. So I said, well, you keep me posted, and as soon as you have an opening and have a running class, I want to learn this. And that's kind of how I went in. Well, the bonus of this whole thing was my kidneys actually condition improved, and they measured kidney function by creatinine levels. And my creatinine levels went from very high to kind of high, but in the normal range now. So I'm very, as far as kidney function, I'm within the norm. From having no hope about that, I received a cure.
Wow.
A double cure. One hoped for and one unlooked for. And,
right. A bigger cure, right? It's always a bigger plan, a bigger healing. So,
yes,
Brian, how did you take part in your own healing miracle?
Well, I went into it with a very open mind.
Open.
And to be receptive of whatever I was to receive as far as from a healing standpoint. I have a very strong faith in God and of a higher power, if you will. I've never been an overly religious person, but I've always had a very strong faith in God and of the goodness of God and a higher presence that has our greater good in mind.
strong faith, belief, right?
Yeah, a strong belief, a strong faith. That if it was meant to be, it was meant to be, and I was going to get better.
And you remained open the entire time.
I didn't have any expectations because I didn't know what to expect. I'd never been to a healer before. But when I talked to her, she talked about these people she called guides that assisted her in the healing. And she explained that guides were beings of spirit, spiritual beings that connected with her as the healer. And that she really wasn't doing the healing. She was more a channel for the energy. And I said, well, that makes a lot of sense to me. And I was like, well, you know, just see what happens. And sure enough, I was healed. And it's changed my life.
You are healed, and it changed your life. And it brought in some spiritual gifts for you as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And it opened you up to receiving to help others heal.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I want to ask you quickly, we've got about a minute left. How did you experience knowing that you too not only received healing, but also received spiritual gift?
Well, it's interesting because after the healing, I experienced what she called hot hands.
Heat in the hands.
And I had this energy flowing from my hands, and it was almost constant. Anything I put my hands on, I could feel this flowing, this energy flowing. And she told me that was going to be part of the process when you open up as a healer, until your body kind of learns to regulate that energy. So it's like she called it being Reiki on 24/7, and it just astounded me because I never experienced anything like that before.
Wow.
And
so you started experiencing the heat in your hands and yeah. that led you to seek out what that was all about.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I've heard that many times, that people that have experienced healing started feeling heat in their hands of healing.
Yeah, and it's almost like there's a switch turned on, for lack of a better way to explain it. There's a connection that's formed and it's opened up, and if you're open to the experience, and my belief is that anybody can be a healer if you have a sincere, heartfelt desire to be a healer and a serious, heartfelt desire to serve God.
And if you hold that in your heart, that heartfelt desire to receive, knowing that it happened with you and that it's also not only happening for you, but it's happening for you to help other people too. That's beautiful.
Yeah,
so, Brian, how can people get a hold of you?
I have a website. It's ReikiHolisticHealing.com. It's all one word.
Okay, ReikiHolisticHealing.com. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. And I just want to thank you, Brian, for being on the show and sharing of your healing, because it's helping so many people today. So thank you so much for calling in. So great to hear from you.
Thank you for having me. It's been wonderful.
This is the Gift of Spirit radio show on HealthyLife.net. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you're grieving the passing of a loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing, heartfelt spirit communication today from your departed loved ones in heaven. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950. 4950.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help you awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you're able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self-potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Welcome back to Gift of Spirit Radio. I am Stacy Lynn, and we are talking today about healing miracles. And the phone lines are open to have you call in on 800-555-5453 to share your healing story and or your miracle in your life. And we have someone on the line right now. Carol, welcome to the Gift of Spirit Radio Show.
Thank you. Delighted to be here.
Oh, I'm so happy that you called in, Carol, because I do know Carol personally. So, Carol, I want you to share with us how you've experienced healing in your life and or miracle.
Okay. Well, I am currently having my third breast cancer experience. So this is
third. Okay.
Third. Yes. So this has been a process over maybe 12 years. And the first time I had it, I did everything alternatively. I used the Rife machine, and it did get rid of it for 9.5 years. When it came back the second time, I had a very strong intuitive hit for some reason that I was supposed to do a more traditional method. And so I did chemo and radiation and surgery. I didn't question that. Well, I did question it when I first got it, and when I thought, no, you know, you're supposed to live by intuition, so I'm going to go with it. Then that lasted, that kept me clear for about 3 or 4 years. And then I got my current cancer. And I have done kind of a mix with this one. I have done some drugs. And I have recently gone to a homeopathic version of the drugs because the side effects were really bad on my body.
Effects can be very severe.
They're terrible. And I was fortunate to find a shaman who could convert the essence of the drug into a homeopathic version, which I am now taking. I have used essential oils. I have used Brian that you just heard from, his Reiki.
Oh, Brian, yes, Brian,
yeah.
Basket. Mm-hmm.
And I have used acupuncture. John of God, I contacted John of God, and they have been working with me. And
John of God is in Brazil, in Avadaja,
yes.
Brazil.
Mm-hmm. And this summer I went to the Herzog Clinic in Germany for hypothermia, which is offered in Europe but not offered in the United States. So I've kind of done a little bit of everything, but what I have come to realize is that my cancer, and I have always said this, I've never been afraid of it. I'm stage three. Always have been stage three. I've never been afraid of it, but I've always felt that it's here to teach me something. And I am like really stubborn, I think. it took until this third time before it hit me, I needed to deal with the emotional piece.
The emotional piece.
Mm-hmm. And so I have been doing a lot of work with forgiveness and loving myself, forgiving others. I've had some situations that really broke my heart, you know, I thought I had climbed out of them, but I hadn't, because whenever I thought about it, you know, I'd get all upset and everything. So I have been working on forgiveness through listening to different books and different modalities, you know, working energetically. All working with forgiveness, working with spirit, with God, to let me let go of this thing that I'm holding, or these things that I'm holding on to.
Mm-hmm.
And I am, right now, my latest scan showed that my tumor has disappeared 50%.
Wow, 50% gone.
Yes, so I'm very, very excited.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
that's amazing.
All of the things that I've done have had a piece in it, but I don't think that it will ever be completely gone from me unless I come to grips with the emotional component of it, which I, all the way through, I had always ignored. And so I'm very, very excited about that. When I do my meditations and stuff, I can feel what I never felt before. A peace and a sense of love and a sense of my body healing itself because I am allowing it to happen.
So you're taking part in allowing this to happen, this emotional healing within your spirit and your body, because if we don't take care of the emotional piece, the spiritual and the emotional piece, it can get dense in the body.
Yeah.
And so I just want to acknowledge you and celebrate with you that this is happening here on this magical third time. And three is such a beautiful number, too, because it represents Jesus, too. It's a very powerful number.
Oh, I didn't realize.
You are experiencing it, and you are experiencing healing, and you are taking part in your healing and forgiveness. I've heard amazing stories of how people have forgiven, and then they've opened up to spiritual gifts.
Yes, and that is exactly what's happening to me. I am just overwhelmed with gratitude for my cancer, and I know that sounds strange, but it has been my greatest teacher, and it has, like I said, I've never been afraid of it. It has always offered me something and a chance to grow spiritually, and I think that, I don't know who it was. I read it somewhere, and it was written by a doctor. And this doctor said that she believed that all cancer was a chance to move forward spiritually. Mm. And whether or not you were ready to deal with it, that was up to you. But that's what its purpose was, is to move you forward spiritually. And I really liked that idea, you know, because it has definitely been true for me.
It has been a gift. You know, if you ask yourself, what is the gift in this?
Yeah.
And the gift is healing. Mind,
yep.
Body, spirit. The physical, the emotional, and the spiritual. To feel that oneness. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's important that people, whenever bad things happen, and that's in quotes, that people look at it and say, okay, what is there for learn from?
Mm-hmm.
So
what can you learn from? What can you unwrap in this gift?
Right, exactly.
How can you receive more love within to help heal yourself?
Exactly.
And you are taking so much part in this the third time around. And we just had Brian on the show who talked about those that, you know, are healed open up to more spiritual gifts, and you will be opening up to more of a spiritual divine connection through this process. And I just want to thank you, Carol, for calling in and sharing. And I'm sending you so much love and light right now, healing light.
Oh, thank you.
To continue on your spiritual loving journey. Okay, God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you. This is the Gift of Spirit Radio and Healthy Life, and we'll be right back.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help to awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you are able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
If you're struggling with grief over a departed loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing and heartfelt spirit communication today from your loved ones in heaven and spirit. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950. 4950.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Welcome back to Gift of Spirit Radio. I am Stacy Lynn with GetToSpiritRadio.com, and this has been an amazing show so far on Healing Miracles. The phone lines are open. You can call in 800-555-5453 to share your healing. So we have Natalie on the phone, I think. I know this Natalie. Natalie, welcome.
Hi, Soul Sister. How are you?
Oh, this is my family that's on the phone right now, Natalie. So, Natalie, oh, I'm so excited for you to share this and to own this and to live this right now. So, Natalie, please share with us, how have you been healed?
Well, I started working in the medical field in 1997. I was a single mom to a little boy. And from
my nephew, by the way, everyone.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Amazing. In 2002 to 2004, I became ill with chronic infection. I lost partial vision, partial hearing. I became septic. My kidney was shutting down. I had vomiting, diarrhea, significant weight loss, and I stopped responding to antibiotics. I also had malabsorption from vitamins and food. So I was very sick. I was hospitalized over 17 times within that two-year period.
Mm.
In 2004, I received a diagnosis from an immunologist of a genetic blood deficiency that was incurable, I was told. Medically, I was only given 5 years at best to live because of how long I went without treatment, and the doctors were questioning how I would respond to the treatment. At that time,
wow, so medically, you were only given 5 years, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And they didn't even know if the treatment that they were putting me on, if I would even respond to it. And at that time, I had moved to help care for our grandma with cancer. Mm-hmm. And I remember her saying to me as I was crying, she said, "Wild child, you have a choice. You can get a fifth of vodka and go find some train tracks, or you can choose to live and leave your mark behind." And that's something.
Say that one more time louder. Yeah, I want to hear
she
that.
She said, "Wild child, you have a choice. You can get a fifth of vodka and go find some train tracks, or you can choose to live and leave your mark behind." And that has stayed with me up until this point.
Mm.
So the treatment that I was to start was receiving plasma from 100,000 donors through an IV every 3 weeks. I had severe side effects and developed neuropathy that put me in and out of a wheelchair. During my treatment, I started to see and feel spiritual presence, which reaffirmed my faith to survive. I had many visitations from spirit, which was so beautiful, but at that point, I was too afraid to share with anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Part of that reason was because I was still in the mindset of Western medicine. In 2009, I felt I was on borrowed time. I was really trying to overcome my fears and what Western medicine had said. I continued to work in immunology and neurology with patients like myself, and I remember praying every night and asking for guidance.
Praying every night and asking for guidance, right? Yeah.
Yes. And in 2012, I remember calling you, my sister, and telling you about a dream I had, and you had said, "Oh, my gosh, I'm at this event. Celebrate your life. You have to come right now, right now. Get in the car and come." And I remember walking in and seeing you, and I found my home. It was like a sense of spirit and faith that just surrounded me, my entire being. During the couple days with you at Celebrate Your Life, I was given a John of God crystal from Shireen.
John of God, which was just mentioned by our last caller, Carol. John of God crystal, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
And I remember her telling me to use the crystal to neutralize the energy of the treatment I was receiving. Because in my mind, I wasn't thinking that way yet. And she had said, "Sweetheart, you're receiving plasma, blood, from all of these donors. You must neutralize that energy." She told me to use it to touch everything that went into my body. And she also told me to sleep with it. And I felt myself finally surrendering the spirit and surrendering to be open to healing. On 12/12/12, you called me and you were crying and I didn't even know what was going on, and you had said, "Oh my gosh, I just got off the phone with my beautiful friend Rita And she said I needed to email my picture and diagnosis to her friend, Connie Price, who was at the CASA in Brazil immediately.
So the CASA in Brazil is the John of God CASA. And I heard about John of God for the first time in 2011 when I was at the conference where I meditated for the first time with Wayne Dyer. He spoke about John of God and said that he was healed through a spiritual distant healer from his leukemia. And that is the first time I had heard about it. And I had heard about it over and over again throughout the next year or so until Natalie was in this place of being told that she had 5 years left. And that's how this all came about. And so, Natalie, go on.
So I remember calling Connie after I received my herbs on January 11, 2013, and I was told that I needed to fast from alcohol, pork, and spicy foods and take my herbs 3 times a day.
And these are herbs that are sent from the CASA. So the CASA, John of God, he is a medium and a healer, and he's healed millions of people. In fact, Oprah Winfrey did a documentary there back in 2013. She was there for a couple days, and for those that have a medical diagnosis with end of life, there are so many people around the world that travel there to receive spiritual healing and physical healing. And so Natalie's picture was sent there through somebody that brings, you know, people to Brazil for this healing, and Natalie received a distant, remote spiritual healing from John of God at the CASA. Yeah. And what happened next, Natalie, after your healing?
Well, what happened was, first, I had spoken to Connie, and my mind was back and forth with Western medicine and surrendering to spirit for healing. And I remember saying to her, well, am I going to have a side effect from this herb, this passion flower, what is that? And she just giggled and laughed because the passion flower herbs from John of God are basically a placebo spirit of prayer.
It's a placebo for prayer and spirit, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Placebo
for that opening and allowing yourself to receive healing from the heavens.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And while taking the herbs, I felt I was in a meditative state, a sense of peace, and the knowing that I was going to be healed for the first time. And I had also experienced many spiritual visitations, even a surgery by Dr. Gusto, one of the entities that is channeled at the CASA. Mm-hmm. And my dreams, my awake state, my intuition, my spiritual surgeries all started every day, every night. I completely opened up and finally surrendered to a healing. And when you surrender, you let go of all fears and all control, and that's when healing happens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And on March 13th, 2013, I was healed. All of my blood work was normal. It even took my immunologist 7 days to pick up the phone and call me and tell me that he needed to see me in the office. I remember walking in and he brought me into his main office, not a patient room, and he took his glasses off and wiped his eyes because I had asked him, just let me be your miracle. And he did.
Mm.
And he supports me to this day.
And you were a documented medical case that received a miraculous healing where there was no healing for your diagnosis.
What I had suffered from was something, there's components of your immune system, and one of those components is called IgA. And there is no known medical replacement for IgA, and my immunoglobulin A is completely normal.
Mm.
And through my healing, one of the gifts that I received was medical intuition, and I discovered I was able to tune into others to help guide them towards physical and emotional healing with humans and animals.
So you are a medical intuitive and an animal communicator. I want to say these are the spiritual gifts that you received through your healing. And Natalie, how can people find you?
They can contact me at surrendertospirit@gmail.com.
Surrendertospirit@gmail.com. Thank you, Natalie, for calling in. Love you. And this is the Gift of Spirit Radio on HealthyLife.net. We'll be right back.
If you're grieving the passing of a loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing, heartfelt spirit communication today from your departed loved ones in heaven. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help you awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you're able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Welcome back to Gift of Spirit Radio. I am Stacy Lynn, your host, giftofspiritradio.com. So, in this show of healing miracles, it begs the question, what is the spiritual pathway that paves its way to experience healing miracles? Well, we have heard it today, haven't we? Believe and own these healing possibilities. Pray. Remain in unwavering faith. Expect miracles. Be still and surrender the big rock. Ask and it is given. Forgive and let go of the pain, emotional pain that is not yours to hold on to anymore. Be in your spirit on a daily basis. Stay aware to receive the signs, the arrows and wonders around you. Hope and trust that you are not alone and a healing miracle is on its way to you right now. How can we take part and pave this way daily? Stop, slow down, look and listen, and go within. Meditation is a wonderful tool to tap into your divinity daily, to release the physical outside world, the diagnosis, the tense, and the all the stuff that's going on that seems to kind of burden us in the world, and go within. Meditation is healing on so many levels for the body, the mind, and the spirit. And it creates a divine flow. Those coincidences I shared earlier in the show. You are more open and cleared of denying yourself miracles when you meditate on a regular basis. I say start with 5 minutes a day and work up to that 20-minute time frame. Surround yourself with outside support, friends and family. Believe God, the universe, and spirit is on your side and with you. They join you in the belief that it is in your heart. Hold the highest good for you in your heart. You can wish upon a star, send a prayer into the heavens, and hold that in your heart. Whatever feels right for you, take part. One of the Bible verses, Ephesians 5:18, tells us that the believer, how to live an empowered, authentic life is in believing. It says, and do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. Drunk with wine represents being and feeling the out-of-control place, the hopelessness place. Be filled with Spirit means filling your cup and depending on the divine Spirit of God as your compass and your light, as your healing miracle. I know I cannot be filled with the Spirit while I am resisting God's will and relying on myself alone. So believers, open and be filled with hope and trust and wonder and unwavering faith. It feels so much lighter and so, so good to be here. I want to share a couple other stories that have happened for me in regards to loss of finances. So back in college, I put myself through college. I worked every spring break, every winter break, every summer. I worked doubles and triples and everything. I was a waitress. And to bring money back in to help pay for my tuition and my books and things like that. I remember one winter break, I was working in Detroit, and I was working in a restaurant, and a table had fallen down and broke my foot earlier on in the winter break. And I was hoping to make about, you know, $1,000, I mean, that winter break, to take it back to school, to pay for my rent and books and things. Well, I couldn't work. I was in a cast. And I remember going back to school, and I had to write a check for the house that I was living in for $700 for the entire term. And I didn't have that money in my bank account. But the house mother came to me and said that you have to write this check and it's due. And so I wrote the check and I said, well, if it bounces, I'm going to let them know that I'm going to make it up on spring break, or I'll pay them, you know, monthly or something like that. I wrote the check, said a prayer, and the next week the mother walked by and I said, is everything, okay? And this is like the house mother person of the house. And she said, oh, yes, everything's fine. You're all set. So it never bounced in my checking account, and I never received anything on that, and it showed that I had a zero balance when they, you know, slid the receipt under my door. So I know I received a miracle that day and that week, and maybe it was time for me to slow down because I was working way too much, and it was affecting me. And then another time, a few years ago, my husband was laid off, and he was out of work for 9 months. We had gone through his severance, and we had a lofty tax bill at the time. And when we went to go pay this tax bill online, it showed paid in full. And right at that moment, I felt Archangel Michael. I'm very connected with Archangel Michael, who's the protector of God, and I just felt at that moment that everything was all right. And, of course, we called, and for some reason, it was paid in full through refinancing our house. And nor my husband or I remember anything said on that or anything that we signed on that fact. So it was another blessing that was given to us in time of need. In time of need. And in time of need, any of us can pray and open up to the healing or to the miracle so that we can go on knowing that we are not here alone and we're not doing this alone. And there are times where we are tested, and there are times when we are given so much that we can handle. But I do know in the ninth hour of all of that, that God is there. And when we ask, it is given. I heard from someone recently that she was going through a divorce and they were in financial trouble and they had a couple houses. She had let me know that after 10 years of renting this one house and trying to sell it year on year on year, it finally sold. She was asking for a miracle and she was in need, and it was given to her just a few days ago. So this is how it works, to believe and have faith and know that the miracle is on its way. This is the Gift of Spirit Radio on HealthyLife.net, and we'll be right back.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
If you're struggling with grief over a departed loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing and heartfelt spirit communication today from your loved ones in heaven, in spirit. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950. 4950.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you are able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Thank you for joining us today on Gift of Spirit Radio and to our callers who called in to share their miraculous healings. Thank you, thank you. And in closing, I would like to leave you with this: to hold on to, stay in unwavering faith, believe, and pray. When you awaken to your spirit within, your inner higher truth, that which is love, you open up to a higher consciousness to be able to connect to the divine spirit of God, the higher power, to receive daily healing, miracles, and infinite intelligence. Yes, I said daily healing and miracles and intelligence. So thank you so much for joining us. This has been a beautiful show of healing and miracles and spiritual gifts. This is the Gift of Spirit Radio. I am Stacy Lynn, and I send you continued blessings of healing miracles.